This is Congressman John Carter from the 31st Congressional District in Texas. Well, it's summer, and in Texas, it is hot. When I left home yesterday, it was 103 degrees, and I think most everybody in Central Texas knows it's hot, and it's summer. And what do we usually do in the summertime in Texas? Well, one of the things we used to do is take vacations. A lot of folks from Texas used to truck up to Colorado and New Mexico to get in the mountains to get out of this heat. But they're not doing that this summer. And we all know why we're not doing that this summer, because the price of gasoline is through the roof. And quite frankly, the average family in Central Texas just can't afford to have that kind of a driving experience at $4, almost $4 a gallon gasoline prices. This is important because right now we're about to go home for what they call up here vacation, which is really going back to the district for most of us and working in our district. And that's what I'm going to be doing. But the reality is, when you start talking about vacations, there aren't any more vacations of the typical American time that require automobile travel because they're just too darn expensive. So the truth is, we ought to stay up here in Congress until we get a up or down vote on exploration for energy for this country. Republicans are asking for a vote from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. The Democrats are in charge of Congress. The Republicans are not in charge of Congress. We don't determine when we get to vote on something. We are asking for a vote to increase exploration offshore and in Alaskan wilderness. We are asking for an increase in real increases in conservation, which, quite frankly, we're being forced into conservation by the price. But we can do good conservation, and we're asking for an increased innovation. Let's look at all the ideas that we're talking about in the way of energy, and let's look at them now. Let's just don't talk about three or four minor producers of energy right now and say, oh, but give us a chance, they'll solve the world's problems. They won't solve the world's problems today. But if we do actually lay all energy production on the table, all ideas on producing future energy for this country, all concepts and produce methods to encourage innovation among individuals, then we actually can start down the route to solving this energy crisis and start down the route to lowering those gasoline prices. But Speaker Pelosi, the Democrat Speaker, refuses to give us a vote. Now, why won't she do that? Well, I would argue it's because she's completely and totally controlled by several radical environmental groups that are way beyond reasonable in what they're trying to propose. But her job is to work for the American people. Whether she realizes it or not, it's our job to remind her that as the third in line for the President of the United States, she now represents more as the Speaker of the House than just her liberal district in San Francisco, California. She is supposed to be looking out for all Americans by giving us a fair and open Congress, which is what she promised when she took the gavel of office in this Congress. It's now time for her to live up to her promises. It's time for the Democrats to live up to their promises, give us an open debate and a vote, up or down vote, on drilling offshore, drilling in Alaska, and drilling in the shale oil sands and structures in the mountains, to start putting more supply in the pipeline so the price of gas will go down. I think the working people of Central Texas and our district, we deserve that. You know what? We deserve to be able to load up our families and go someplace and have some time away from work. I think that my folks back home, those of you that are listening, you deserve a vacation. And you deserve to be able to do it on reasonable fuel prices. And I, for one, and the Republican Party is willing to stay here in Washington until they give us a vote. But if they adjourn without giving a vote, then somebody ought to be raising Cain with them. Because quite frankly, it'll be mid-September before another opportunity occurs. And the rumor is that most of them do not expect to spend much time here in September. So the Democrat-led Congress is not willing to face this issue of energy for America. This is where we've been. This is where we're going to continue to be. It's an issue that America understands. It's our tanks we're filling up. We look at that pump and see $75 for a tank of gasoline, $100 for a tank of gasoline. And we think, my Lord, I can't afford even to go to Pflugerville too many times before I'm broke. So we staying home, and we're not getting the chance to enjoy those things of life that make life worthwhile. So it's all about what we're doing here. Let's cut through red tape that keeps us from producing American energy. Let's encourage energy production. Let's encourage tax incentives to new ideas. Let's promote clean and renewable sources of energy. And most of all, let's drill where drilling gets us a result that brings down the price of gasoline and diesel. This is what it's about. This is what the fight is going to be about. And all Americans need to join in this fight. Write to your congressman, call the speaker's office, and tell them, just give democracy a chance to work and let the Congress vote. That's what this is all about. Let the Congress vote. It's a frustrating time here in Washington this week. But you know what? We'll get these problems solved, and we'll get this thing off high center. And if the American people will join us, we'll get energy prices down. But we gotta have a vote. Thank you.